Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Renegade Broadcasting, hard-hitting talk radio.
Welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you November 15th, 2020. It's almost Thanksgiving, and actually it's almost my birthday. I'm going to be 37 years old.
Years young.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I'm not worried about getting closer to 40. I feel pretty good. And honestly, the way things are going, really, can you plan 5, 10 years from now? Gotta live in the now, right?
Like Eckhart Tolle.
but seriously, we do have to plan for the future. That's why we do our version of prepping here.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, real hardcore prepping, but we're prepared. We're more prepared than most, I'd say. So yes, tonight I do have Sinead here with me, the founder, the CEO, the primary creator behind Heathen Herbs, though I am a useful assistant. Mm-hmm. And before we really kick off the topics for the show here, you might as well mention what you've been working on, which is a gift box for Yule.
Yes, we have Yule gift boxes available. So it's a nice little gift box. They come in a bunch of different colors, red, gold, navy blue. You're just going to get what you get. I don't know if I can take reservations for colors. But it's a gift box with some eco-friendly paper shreds in there to help, protect everything when it's in the box. So it comes with a 50 milliliter foaming face wash, your choice of bar of soap from any of the essential oil bars of soap or the Winter Wonder Bar, which will be available shortly if you want to just get that on its own. We'll also have your choice of lip balm in a compostable tube, so it's peppermint almond or lavender. And then we have your choice of perfume or cologne, so you can either get the men's cologne, or you can get the Neroli vanilla perfume or the rosewater perfume. And what else is in there. Oh, a 4-ounce candle is in there, and a 4-ounce room and linen spray. So you get all of that for $30 with the gift wrapping and everything. It comes with a little bow. And it's actually a good deal, because if you were to buy all those items individually, you would actually be paying more. So you get a gift box and a discount.
Yeah, I think it would be $36 if you buy them individually, and you also get the gift box, which costs a couple bucks on our end. But hey, we're feeling giving.
Yeah.
It could be a Thanksgiving box, too, you know?
Yeah, they are available now. So, you know, if you want to get your Yule shopping done ahead of time, feel free to do so. But it's nice because you won't have to wrap it. And if you really want substitutions and it's not too much of a price difference, I'll work with you. Like if, for example, you say, oh, I really wish I could have the magnesium oil spray instead of the room and linen spray, we can maybe make it happen. Unless you're a jerk.
Put in the notes and make a request.
Yeah, or email me or something, and we'll try to make it happen. If it's a huge price difference and you still want it, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
check them out.
Got a bunch of orders this weekend.
Yeah, they all came in last night after I was like finally done with all my tasks for the day, getting ready to sit down and watch the Great British Baking Show. And then all of a sudden you're like, order. They just came in all at once. I'm not complaining, but it was like, damn, okay. All right, the day is not done.
Good thing I'd given you some coffee in the afternoon.
You gave me some coffee, so I was like, all right, I'll get it done. So those are all ready to go. They're all packed up, and I'll put them in the mail tomorrow. So thank you to everybody that ordered. I was actually excited to get a new mother gift basket order, which I haven't gotten one of those in a long time.
At least a year.
Yeah, I was like, oh God, do I still have everything? But of course I have everything. So the new mother gift basket is pretty awesome. It comes with the mother's milk tincture, which is a galactagogue blend of herbs to help with milk supply when you're nursing. I've used it myself, and I can say it works. Also, shepherd's purse tincture, which is good for stopping hemorrhages if you're doing like a home birth. You know, it causes the uterus to clamp down. But you know, I'll go into that in another show. You don't take it unless the placenta's out. Anyways, there's also After Aid, which is a mix of cramp bark, black haw bark, motherwort, all kinds of different things that help with cramping. And there's like a stretch mark cream, a nursing balm, a cooling muscle salve, and 4 sitz baths with herbs. So it's a good little package if anybody just had a baby or is about to have a home birth.
All right, very good. Well, last week we started off with the topics that we really wanted to get to, but tonight I think we should start off with the topics that aren't as fun for us, because then it'll leave us time at the end to speak about the more interesting things. Because at the end of the day, we know that the communist or Judeo-Bolshevik world order here is seeking to clamp down, lock down on everybody, create an artificial famine, and basically just institute total control. They want to basically have us at their mercy, having no independence, shutting down all sorts of small businesses, so that if you do get out of line, you know, they'll be able to get you fired from your big corporation. They'll be able to turn off your chip, potentially. If you don't take their vaccines, you won't be able to travel. You won't be able to go to the concert via Ticketmaster or whatever the case may be. We know this, but it's important to cover some of the things that are occurring so that we can at least stay up to date on the latest machinations of our enemies and also the controlled opposition. Now, the controlled opposition has had really a big day this weekend. Yesterday, Saturday,
Magatards,
was the Million MAGA March. It was big. Alex Jones was out there in his tank, his armored vehicle. He had his whole crew there out with
looking extra sweaty.
Owen Schroyer.
It's cold up there. He's just on crack, so I guess you sweat all the time.
I love when Alex Schroyer has his cowboy hat on.
Oh yeah, he's such a good old Southern boy. Yeah, right.
A bunch of the the regulars were out there, the Cernoviches and everything. But
and the Fuentes,
Nick Fuentes was out there, and he was giving a rousing speech.
Oh yeah,
Andrew Anglin was absolutely fawning over Fuentes' speech.
He's so amazing. Yeah. Feels like Catboy Cammy. Everybody's sharing this around, too. And when I point out, I'm like, you guys, this guy is literally a sodomite. Like, he has pictures wearing lowly costumes with a giant horse dildo or whatever it was. Like, this guy is not some kind of great male leader. They're comparing him to Hitler.
More than that, he's also been...
grooming children.
Videoing himself grooming children. Grooming children. Yes.
As well as Brandon Martinez. Like, I see it all over World Truth videos. It's him, you know, calling these teenage girls little sluts and just, like, harassing these kids on Omegle.
Omegle.
Omegle. Just harassing these children. Leave them alone. You're a grown man. Why are you going to indoctrinated young children and trying to, you know, trigger them? How does that make anything better? It scares people away, especially young females, away from any of this discussion because they think you're all a bunch of psychos who are obsessed with their fertility and their reproduction and, like, you want to imprison them and enslave them.
Well, they wouldn't need to be imprisoned and enslaved if they just vote right. Or not vote at all. Just get out of the way.
Yeah, right.
So
Even though they do vote right, white women do vote majority right. That's not good enough, I guess.
The Million MAGA March was a huge event. They estimate about 100,000 people were there.
But it's called the Million MAGA?
Yeah. Well,
the 100,000 MAGA March.
Well, it was the same thing with the Million Man March with Farrakhan. It wasn't a million.
They probably had more than the MAGAs.
I think they did. Yeah. Now, the thing is that they went up there to D.C. to... basically rally for the Zog Emperor, for the guy put in there by Sheldon Adelson, the person who basically did everything that Israel could have ever hoped for.
Yeah.
He furthered the Israeli agenda better than anybody previously, any other president. And so he is the most Zionist president in American history. I really don't think that can be argued.
Yeah.
And... you know, Alex Jones has come out and says that, you know, he's a Zionist. He was praying when Bibi was being indicted, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And so you've got Andrew Anglin, who used to have all these memes about Alex Jones working for the Jews, right? Alex Jones is a Jew. Now he just loves Alex Jones.
Oh, they're all cozying up to Alex Jones, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Fed Ice, you know, just anybody. Remember, Jon Ervin was even going on Alex Jones all the time? So they're all... I see them doing it all. They're just making white equals right, black equals left. And that's just not what's happening. Like, that blog that... remember we got that good article about Duganism from?
Thule-tide.
Thule-tide, right? That article was good. However, it's such an obvious limited hangout, that account, because now they're saying that, oh, the white people are the right wing, and, you know, that's just the way that it is, and anybody that tells you the right and left wing are just, you know, false concepts, or just doing it because they think it's trendy to do that. No, it's quite not trendy at all, because the majority of people believe in this left-right paradigm. So, that's just a classic limited hangout. They'll go ahead and expose Dugan and all that, but then be like, no, the right wing's great, though. Even though Dugan.
My favorite example of shilling for the right wing was when they put laser eyes on Lindsey Graham.
Yes, that was awesome.
Really? Lindsey awesome. Is so powerful. It was during the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yep.
Remember when, oh, we need to get our guy, Justice Kavanaugh, in there.
Well, that's like Bolshevik folklorist Emmerich Oakwise, whatever the hell
Carolyn
going by these days, saying that Boris Johnson was just such a beautiful man, such a handsome, strong, powerful patriarch.
Oh yeah, based Boris
who
has locked down England in such a
ridiculous
way.
Trump is gonna save us, okay?
It's just so sad seeing these countries becoming totalitarian hellholes.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and they haven't stopped importing hostile third world people either. So, like, that's a great recipe for disaster right there.
That's Biden's plan. He wants to completely lock down the United States while opening up the borders. Any kind of thing that Trump had done to try, you know, apparently stem immigration, he says he wants to get rid of all of that immediately while locking down the American citizens.
Do you remember we kept telling people, you know, during the Trump campaign, the initial one where he's talking about building the wall and everything, we were like, guys, this is a wall to keep us all in. Well, I guess it's not a physical wall, but we are being locked in our open-air prisons now.
Yeah.
Here we are. that came true. So just because it's not a physical wall that's keeping us all in, it doesn't matter. It's these laws.
Yeah, can you get a plane ticket going to certain different locations? Nope. Would you have to self-quarantine, perhaps? Would you have to show a COVID pass?
You have to wear masks. I mean, like, you know, we accepted the fact that we can't really travel a long time ago. But I guess for most people, they're still believing that, like, oh, there's a little bit of freedom. That's really so. We are the new Palestinians. Of course, it can get worse, but all of us are. Like, all of our countries. I can't think of any country that's really not doing it. I guess Sweden. You know, not that they're independent by any means, but I think they're one of the only countries that's not really doing the whole mask thing and locking down. And they might be made an example of.
So yeah. What seems like they did is they have more local mandates now.
Okay.
But they are not as open as we might think at this point.
Yeah.
But I still do think that they've mainly rejected masks except for on public transport.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just so crazy. There are states right now, multiple of them, where even if you're outside, you're required to wear a mask. I'm pretty sure Massachusetts, that's indoors insane. And outdoors.
That's insane.
California, insane. I'm sure.
Oh my God. This is crazy.
The travel industry has been obviously so hard hit. And think about what's going to happen this Thanksgiving, where usually people will be traveling all over the place to see each other.
Yeah, no one's going to be going. Well, and they've already started putting limits, I guess, in New York. Nina was telling me that they're only allowed to have 10 people at their Thanksgiving gatherings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they want to ruin the holidays. I have a feeling we could be going into another lockdown right around the holidays, just as like a big F you to everybody. Like, you thought Christmas was no.
You want a little holiday down. Cheer?
Yeah. Oh, you want to? I'm sorry. You want to have something to look forward to? Oh, no. None of that. I mean,
because you know, some people died.
Some people died and stuff
from something.
Coughing.
They had the coffin. They were in a coffin. So the U.S. airlines are going to cut 90,000 jobs, apparently.
Wow. And who do you think makes up the majority of airline pilots? You think it's Taekwondo?
Well, it's not just pilots. You know, there's so many people that are involved
white
in the industry.
White people, though. Yeah. An airline pilot is a very white person job.
Right. I'm just saying it's cuts across
the
board.
Crew and
everything.
I understand.
Yep, so that's something to look forward to. A bunch more people unemployed. And this is just one small sector. Every sector is being really hard hit.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've said, it's to get people very dependent on the government or on another job that might come about, which is going to be paying them much less, I'm sure.
It'll probably just be to tell on their neighbors.
Like, yeah.
They'll get paid to, like, just...
Everybody you snitch
brag
on.
Brag on their neighbors, mm-hmm. Yeah. My neighbors had an extra person over the other day. Oh, here's some Bitcoin.
It was more than six. Do you see that there's something about no protests of two or more people in the UK? So basically you can protest by yourself.
Of two or more.
Yeah, I think that's
unless
how
it's
they
Black
phrased
Lives
it.
Matter.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So we still don't know if Trump
is going to,
you know, relinquish the White House peacefully, if there's going to be the transition that everybody's talking about in the mainstream media. It looks like the Trump campaign is still sticking to their guns that they are not going to concede because they're challenging the validity of the election results. Yeah. And, of course, there is all sorts of evidence that, you know, people can look at and say, oh, this election was rigged. But which election hasn't been? They've all been selections, in my opinion. Even if the vote count was legitimate, even if they really counted all the votes, the way that they go about these elections with all the people who fund the campaigns, they're not fair and honest and open elections.
Bolt, you know, the machines.
No, we've known this
made to be obvious
for decades and decades.
But
it's
why are
easily
they choosing
hacked.
Now to make everything look illegitimate? Well, because I think someone's going to come in and try to help.
Well, you know, that's a good point. Let's say there
that
is
help stabilize.
Let's say that Trump is not going to give up the White House and Biden. Who do you think Biden would maybe get assistance from? I'd say China.
China!
And Trump has been seen as the enemy of China, so this could be a legitimate Red Dawn scenario.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the Wolverines would be, I guess, on Team Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. But that's what I think. is probably not. I don't know about the China thing, but it's certainly a possibility.
Or the
but
UN
gonna drag, yeah, or the UN for sure,
which includes China.
China.
Yeah.
So we will have more foreign occupied forces.
Well, think about the blue states, right? Voting for Biden, the blue helmets.
I don't know.
There could be something to it. And Trump has, you know, talked about, you know, withdrawing from the UN because pretty much because of their criticisms, their mild criticisms of Israel.
Well, it's kind of like it's communism either side. So you have like Chinese communists on the left and Russian communists on the right.
Yeah.
It's just communists.
The neo-Bolsheviks on the right.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, I don't want to call it like Russian.
You know, like
they're not
Russian. The, you know, the Bill Kristols and everything.
And the Nazis.
Although, you know, the Bill Kristol is one of the never Trumpers who is aligning with Biden now. But still, Trump is surrounded by the kind of right wing Judeo communists.
Yes.
Either way, you're going to get a totalitarian type government that is serving the Jews.
Yep.
And that's really what they don't want us to realize.
Right.
They want us really invested in this game of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't mean that you shouldn't be involved in any type of resistance to what's going on. Resistance to these lockdowns
but not
and everything.
On the side of Trump.
Right.
It's not like, oh, I got to protect Trump because the left hates white people.
Or going out against these lockdowns and claiming that's the Nazis who are doing
Nazis.
It. Heil Whitmer.
I've seen
so many videos of people talking about the brown shirts and the Gestapo and the Nazis.
What about the Stasi?
Never mentioning the Stasi, never mentioning the Bolsheviks, when that is what is actually like what's going on now. It's like what the Jewish Bolsheviks did in the past, not what the National Socialists did.
Right.
But every single time. And some of this is because of the brainwashing, because they've been indoctrinated by Jewish media from the very beginning.
Some of
it's just outright shilling.
Right.
Of course, like the amazing Pollys and Alex Jones talking about how
they're really gracefuls.
Or Q. Remember when Q came out and said that NWO stands for Nazi World Order?
And Angela Merkel is Hitler's daughter.
Yeah. And then SGT Report even reported on that and was talking about how, you know. Yeah, it's the Nazis, guys.
These shows will talk about every obscure topic, like that Deborah Tavares lady, you know. She's like, weather warfare and all this, and it's all, you know, very interesting information. But then she goes off on this whole thing that, you know, the Mexicans are so disenfranchised. And remember how many times she used the word disenfranchised during that show? Trying to make it seem like, they're under attack, but the white people aren't.
Yeah, they're the ones most under attack by the weaponized Wi-Fi
Mexicans
and everything.
Because they live with 20 people to a home, and now because of COVID, they're not allowed to do that anymore. Wow, I'm so sad for them. Gee, like, doesn't matter what else is happening, like school children being muzzled all day, you know, not just Mexican children. That's fine for Deborah.
Yeah. That, honestly, that's one of the things that infuriates me the most about this.
Exactly.
See, adults choosing to wear masks so that they can get gainful employment is one thing. Honestly, it's almost not a choice. It's like either you don't eat or you wear the mask.
Right.
But still, it's an adult, you know, I don't get as infuriated by it as when I see the children being forced to wear them.
Wearing them at recess while they're chasing each other around. And these kids are passing out. Like, remember that rant from that mother?
Yeah.
Her son collapsed.
Oh, yeah, and children died in China from wearing masks while out at, you know, exercising.
Yeah.
That's why it was so great to see the grappler, the UFC fighter, Bryce Mitchell.
Yeah.
I shouldn't just call him a grappler because he's pretty good at striking.
But
he's an amazing grappler. And after his win, he took to the mic, not right after when he's doing the ring interview, but it was the press conference, and he was just talking about how much it pisses him off to see the children being scolded for taking down their masks when they're outside playing, and how the people never voted for this, and how it's a bunch of BS. And, you know, more people need to speak up about this.
They do. They really do.
No, but how many people? How many people with any kind of platform has said anything like this?
Not really.
And if they have, they're going to be more of the controlled opposition, Alex Jones types who are calling it Nazi crap.
Right. But he's just like, he's not a political figure. He's just saying, look, this is messed up. And everybody was supportive of him. I didn't see really any comments.
Yeah, most
like,
everybody.
How dare he say this? They're like, yeah, Exactly. This is ridiculous.
And he doesn't come off as the most educated guy, and he's not meaning to. He's just saying, right. This is common sense.
Yeah. That you're muzzling children all day. They're just trying to run around and play outside. I mean...
And children who have, what, even according to the official statistics, 99.99% survival rate. Oh, but it could damage their hearts or their brains long... yeah, okay. show me actual real science backing any of this. Has the virus even been isolated? No.
They pump poisons into children every single day and they pretend to... Well, the virus is going to hurt them, but they need to get 20 shots today at the doctor's, okay? Mm-hmm. And then they're going to need to get put on pharmaceuticals from age 2 on. And, you know... But we care. We care about children so much.
They're not going to stop the lockdowns. No. They're not going to stop the masks. They're not going to stop the tests. Regardless of how many times they're exposed to be total frauds. And even, you know, Elon Musk, based Elon.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, he's so based. Did you see what he said about his COVID test?
Well, yeah, he got four so tests based. In one day. Two of them were positive, two negative. But that doesn't matter. They're not going to stop doing it.
Nope. Yeah, but Elon Musk is cool.
Yeah, it's just part of his whole PR campaign. Mm-hmm. He's working
appeal to the normal.
He's
people.
Working with the freaking U.S. government.
Yeah,
with the Defense Department.
He's building tunnels under L.A.
Yeah, the Boring Company. Don't pay any attention. It's just boring.
Staging fake rocket launches into space with cars, mm-hmm. like a car flying through space. I'm sorry, if you believe that's real, that he flew a car in space. Just give me your adult card.
What do
right
you say?
Now.
It looks fake because it's so real or something.
Yeah, it looks fake because it's so real. Everyone's like, "Yay! Oh my god, Elon is so cool."
So, do you think where we're headed with this is that the anti-lockdown sentiment is going to be funneled into
Trump
yes, and basically a civil war type yes. scenario along partisan lines, you know, where
unfortunately,
red state
yes.
versus blue state. It really could be the next civil war that's brewing here.
Yes, they're definitely fanning the flames.
So we'd see even more mass migration. We've already seen a huge amount of mass migration with people leaving cities in
yes.
droves.
Yes.
New York City is becoming deserted. I mean, obviously, still millions of people live there, but the shops are closed up, especially with the BLM chasing some shops out.
High-end shops mm-hmm. are just done. Bye.
Yeah, so we're if we had a, you know, a hotter civil war, there already is a civil war, but if it was hotter, it would cause a lot of people to be picking up and moving. So this is
picking up guns and shooting the wrong people.
It's just so chaotic.
Each other, mm-hmm. Which is not going to change anything. I know the lefties are freaking annoying and they've been taught to hate you and everything, but okay, what does this solve? If you guys want to take your guns and go somewhere important together that will actually make a change, that would maybe help.
Well, so think about all of the shills who have been promoting this idea as the only solution. Yep. Andrew Anglin talking about balkanizing the country and how...
Throw the lefties in a wood chipper.
Well, and how we need to actually break up the United States, uh-huh. which is the Alexander Dugin plan, you know, along the lines of whatever states have voted red, those will be a new kind of formation, and then everybody's blue.
Oh, and everyone...
Which is the coasts.
They're seceding, too, right? They're all going to secede, and, like, people are cheering this on. Like, that's great! Go get them, guys! Well, if it was legitimate, yes, maybe, but I feel like that's falling right into the plans of the entities that want to balkanize this country. It's easier to control when it's all separated and picked apart.
Now, do you remember when Carolyn Emmerich was
coming out
and saying that, no, I don't like this whole meme, that no more brothers war thing.
Yeah.
We need to have more brothers wars because...
On a massive scale.
Because so many white people are loony lefties.
Uh-huh.
They just can't see the light. They don't support base...
But you and I are just too... We're just too harsh on her. Because she, you know, she didn't know that Varg was a shill. But now she does. And vote for Trump.
You want to talk about the Varg shilling?
Honest. Oh, the Varg shilling.
Because we've taken so much hatred over the years from people who, you know, used to follow us.
We hated this guy long before it was cool to hate Varg, okay? I just couldn't stand him. He was just such a pretentious loser with no talent, yet everybody loved him.
And only very blonde people are white. So neither of us are actually
fully white. I don't think all his children are even blonde, so I guess his children aren't even. They must be mixed race.
We're not fully white. Redhead's not actually white. No, there's an admixture in there.
I have greenish eyes, so I'm not. You're master race with your eyes. I'm not.
Basically, he was taking the whole idea that the BS propaganda that says that the Germans wanted to kill everybody who's not blonde hair and blue eyed, and he's just trying to make that
look like we all think
that's the way you should think.
Yeah, he's shilling for COVID so much and showing his children with their muzzles on. It's just disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting, and they're just going over the top shilling. But it's interesting that Unlock the Power channel that made these videos. I mean, months ago they were just on the Varg train. So like, what made you change all of a sudden? I don't get it.
Some of the tweets about how all the Europeans need to leave the Americas and leave it to the indigenous because they're the rightful owners of the land and everything.
Oh, and then, we deserve genocide because we invented a bunch of stuff, and then, those inventions were used against us, exactly.
And also because white people are destroying the planet. It's basically, it's the same propaganda that's being used by the whole NWO, UN, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 crowd saying that white people just cause, such a huge carbon footprint.
Well, but then out of the other side of his mouth, he's saying, you're not a woman if you don't have 8 kids. I remember he always used to say that to me, like, you have one child? How? That's all you've done with your life?
You're not allowed to speak.
Anybody, man or woman, that's obsessed with another person's reproduction is freaking psychotic.
More white babies.
Stay away from them. They are freaking weird. But yeah, have more white babies so you can put masks on them and keep them isolated and, with no kind of social life or anything because they're just stuck at home with masks on.
Well, they could at least have a hugging station to go hug their
grandparents. Oh my god, these hugging stations. I've seen these before you even showed me that video. It's retarded. Especially when they go to visit their family at nursing homes.
It's retarded and sinister.
Oh, it's They know what they're doing when they deprive us of human touch.
Oh, but you can touch through plastic sheets and plastic glove things.
People are probably going to start having sex through these plastic things just with a hole in it like the Jews do.
I've tried to verify that whole sex through a hole in the sheet thing.
Yeah.
They don't make it easy to determine whether or not that's true or not online.
If you
look it up, yeah. But it's regardless. Look at what they're doing to people. And it's so ridiculous because on either side of the sheet, it's this big plastic sheet with the armholes.
You're getting your bacteria over it.
Like, it only goes down to a few feet above the ground. Like, so the germs, I guess, are not going
to
travel underneath the plastic sheet
or
around the sides.
A whole hazmat, setup if this was so contagious that you... It's idiotic.
It was the first. The video was the first time that the grandparents had hugged their grandchildren so long.
I would have torn that stupid shit down and would have been like, "Give me a hug. This is ridiculous. You've got grandparents feeling like they're scared to see their own grandkids and hug them because they're going to kill them."
Yet they'll still go out and probably grab some McDonald's.
Yeah.
Now, this is just so absurd because, we're supposed to be so terrified of all these deaths that have happened. What's the number right now? Probably less than 250,000 of official deaths in the United States,
and that's
right?
Pretty much just deaths because any death is labeled COVID.
Any pneumonia death, anything.
Motorcycle accident.
Death, yeah, anything is going to be labeled COVID. But let's just take them at their word here. 250,000. Oh, I'm so scared.
How many died of heart disease yesterday?
How many died of heart disease? Basically,
suicide.
every year, it's about 250,000. So let's say 666,000.
About opioid overdose, right. Suicide.
So 666,000, just for a nice figure there. Just for a nice figure, have died of heart disease. Okay, nobody bats an eye. Nobody even talks about it. This is killing far more than COVID.
There's no lockdown McDonald's.
Right. This is a national health emergency.
Hashtag stay home, make your own dinner, don't eat fast food.
But all these different companies which contribute to heart disease have been the ones who have been...
Open!
And they've been doing great.
Oh, yeah. And drive through, right? I mean, you don't have to pay somebody to clean up the, you know, where everyone spills their stuff in the dining area. Mm-hmm. You just have a couple people drive through. You don't have to pay as many people, and they're making a killing. Literally, they're killing people, killing animals, and making a ton of money off of it.
Yeah. Thanks, Juice.
Thanks, Juice.
This Thanksgiving, why don't you thank the one group who has really done so much for us? You just say, thanks, Juice.
We need to make a new Thanks, Juice.
Thanks, it's Juice-giving.
More, like, updated.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for locking us in an open-air prison. It's really wonderful.
No, it's the Nazis. The Nazis are doing it. The Jews. Didn't you see
the
persecuted Jews in Brooklyn? They don't like the lockdowns. They don't like the lockdowns for Jews. They're fine with them for Goyim.
Right.
Just once it affects them and their tribe. Yeah. Oy vey, shut this down.
You didn't do this. We're chosen.
They really... 2020 has been the year of oy vey, the Goyim, no, shut it down.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why they had to get, you know, someone to take over TikTok, because that was like the Wild West where people were talking about Jews all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, nope, shut it down. Shut it down.
Yeah, and that's done now.
I miss TikTok. Yay. I want to go back on TikTok.
You got your stuff all banned.
I know.
But really, if you have any kind of free and open environment,
they will talk about it.
It's going to be Jew talk.
Well, how about like the chat room when we watch some streams of fights?
Yeah.
There's like a Chitango down there, and there's someone always in the Chitango talking about the Jews, or, you know, I just typed one night, Hitler is right, and then everyone was like, yeah, awesome, the Jews suck, and all this different stuff, in a random chat room, you know, for an MMA fight.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
A legally streamed one.
Yes,
legally.
It's legal.
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
We don't do anything.
I pay that is Dana even... White all the time. Oh. Dana Anti-White.
Yeah, we buy all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, now that that's all out of the way, people, we know the score. I think everybody knows the score.
Yeah,
so
we do.
We need to do something about it, but that doesn't mean that we need to go join in with the Million MAGA March.
Please don't.
Nor does it mean trying to red pill them out there or anything like that. I don't think that's the solution. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying we just need to stay relegated to our computers and spread information that way, but we do need to awaken people, and we do need to prepare for the worst.
Yes.
And there's an old Latin phrase saying that translates to, if you seek peace, prepare for war.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best advice I could possibly give right now. Yeah. I don't want war.
No, me neither.
But war is being brought to our doorsteps. War is here. Mm-hmm. They're waging war on us with everything they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's just that nobody's been really fighting back.
No. They're just rolling over like, okay.
So, with all that being said, we can't just only focus our lives on what our enemies are doing and all that. It will beat us down. It will break our spirit.
Yes, it will. It really will. It's so draining.
Unless we also find some time for a little bit of laughter, a little bit of enjoyment, a little bit of the good things in life.
A little bit of donuts.
Yeah. So
a little bit of cake.
We make a lot of desserts here. People would not expect this because the people we know think we're such health gurus.
We eat salad all the time.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
So I'm usually the guy to do the baked goods, all the donuts.
I'm doing the herbs.
She did buy me some silicone
donut molds.
Donut molds, yeah, so that I can make donuts for her whenever she requests them.
Yep.
Strawberry frosting, whatever the case may be.
Strawberry ones are the best.
But I will say this: Sinead has been, you know, really picking it up in the kitchen. Doing some...
What are you acting like I didn't know what I was doing
We won't talk about the muffins as much.
The muffins were fine.
They're good, and our son likes them. They're good.
It was because I tried using pear puree, because I needed to get rid of some pears.
But let's talk
about... Like
I'm going to go eat one after this.
Oh, my God.
So let's talk about the donuts, which I think were
a
good success.
Mine came out way puffier than yours.
They did.
By the way, because I used the reverse creaming method. Mm-hmm. So instead of...
I'm too lazy for that, and I don't like doing more dishes.
Instead of putting, like, your wet ingredients in, you know, like, all together, I'll mix, like, the dry and then cream up the wet and then add the wet to the dry.
Usually what I do is I'd mix around the dry ingredients a bit, you know, sift them together,
yeah.
and then make a little hole in the middle and pour the wet in there and then mix them together. Yeah. But yeah, you're supposed to really mix them separately and then
they came out a lot bigger.
Yeah, got a good rise out of them.
Yep, but I had some extra chocolate ganache from when I made... Oh, I made aquafaba macarons the other day. I almost got it. Macarons are really hard to make.
Well, they were gone within a day and a half, tops. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm getting the hang of it, though. Macarons are even hard to make with eggs. You know, they're just one of those cookies where, like, you have to have everything perfectly on
very
target.
Very fickle.
Very fickle.
I'd say they're perfect, except for too much air in the macaron shells.
I think my sugar crystallized or something. I don't know. But I'm determined to get those macarons. They tasted really good, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some leftover chocolate ganache from, you know, putting those on the macarons. And so I frosted the donuts with them. And, oh, my God, it was so good. So it's chocolate ganache with vanilla donut cake. It's amazing. And you can do baked donuts. Like, you don't have to deep fry them. And we don't even use oil. We just use applesauce in place of oil.
And you can use aquafaba in place as well.
And it tastes amazing. You don't need oil.
I just want to start up a company selling little packets of aquafaba.
Yeah, you would be rich because I would buy all of it.
And oftentimes you don't need a whole can's worth of aquafaba. Or sometimes you need a lot of aquafaba, mm-hmm. but it's just inconvenient to have to open up a can of chickpeas every time. And oftentimes we like to, when we do eat chickpeas, we like to actually soak the chickpeas and then cook them.
Yeah.
So, and you don't get the best aquafaba that way. No. Anyway, you know what's a good... A good thing that we've started doing is the cider.
Apple cider. I never even knew how cider was made. I thought it was just like apple juice with spices. But you like take the whole apples
You quarter them.
Yeah, so you throw it in a big pot.
Uh-huh. And then
the cinnamon sticks.
You fill it up with water so that it's just covering the apples just barely. And then some cinnamon sticks, a little bit of clove, a little bit of nutmeg. Some others, maybe a couple other spices, a little brown sugar or coconut sugar, and then you bring it to a boil and simmer them for a few hours, mash up the apples, and then orange too. You take about half an orange, throw it in there, and yeah, it really comes out really nice. And what's good is that we have that service, Misfits Market, where we get all these, different produce coming in.
The stuff that is dented.
Or might have a little bruise on it. So I get a bunch of apples. I don't feel like eating myself. Maybe it's mealy. I hate mealy apples. So
yeah, same.
We save them. And if I don't do an apple crisp or an apple cobbler or something, they go right into the apple cider.
Yeah. So good.
Mm-hmm. And if you do like to imbibe, just a little bit.
We figured this one out the other night.
There is something called an apple cider margarita.
It was so good. Okay, do we use triple sec in it?
A little bit, I think. A little.
We make our own triple sec because the stuff that they sell is like fake flavoring. It's really just an orange or tangerine liqueur. So you do like 2 ounces tequila, probably like 4 ounces of the cider, I think an ounce of the triple sec, and then for the rim, we did... Brown sugar and pumpkin spice seasoning. So, like, you put that on the rim instead of salt. It's like an Irish margarita.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. It's so good. Yeah. So you can drink cider with booze or without.
All right. So what are the Thanksgiving plans for
the meal? I don't even really know yet.
We're going to try a Black Forest cake.
Black Forest cake. Yeah, I've never tried one of those before. I'm excited to try it. It looks delicious. It's like dark chocolate, cherry, and cream. Sounds so good.
The stuffed seitan roast you did last year was very good.
Yeah, that was good. I might
took
do
a lot
that
of time.
Again. Yeah.
The sweet potato casserole.
Yeah, that was so good. We had a bunch from our garden.
Last year was the same. Those were ones you had grown.
Mm-hmm. I have a ton. I need to just harvest them. So we'll probably do sweet potato casserole with some marshmallows on top. And maybe like I made a string bean casserole today just because I felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
maybe string bean casserole or spinach casserole and stuffing, obviously, and the cranberry pomegranate garnish stuff that I make.
Mm-hmm.
That's good too, with orange in it. I'm just getting hungry thinking of all these things.
Yeah,
I love food.
I gotta finish up those sourdough ciabattas too.
We're gonna have some of the seitan that I made It's like it's basically like a hickory smoked seitan. So you can like slice it and put it on a sandwich. It tastes so good. It's delicious. Yeah, I would love to. I want to do like a food blog or something to just blog about the food and recipes, but it just takes time. So I don't know if I'll actually get to it. Maybe I could just write a couple articles for the Tribune on some food things.
That's a way to start, and then you could just add them to a blog eventually.
It's just so hard for me to stage a nice picture after because, like, my kitchen's a mess, my phone is covered in frosting, and, like, there's nowhere to just, like, take a nice picture. Mm-hmm. So that's the part that sucks. You know how these food bloggers have, like, really nice areas where they can, like, get a professional photo?
I'll tell you what I hate about food blogs, though.
The is stories?
They blog for the whole thing, and you're going to scroll all the way to the bottom.
I just want the damn recipe. They're like, I remember the first time I tried chocolate chip.
Just put the recipe at the top.
I just want the recipe.
That would be my recommendation, any food bloggers. Put the recipe at the top, and if people want
to
read.
I never read about like your memory attached to this apple pie. I don't care. I mean, I'm happy that you have that, but I that's not why I came here. I just want the measurements, please. What I really hate is when you think you've got a recipe and they like say something, you know, 160 grams, and then you go down and it's like 160 milliliters. Okay, those are very different. Which one did you mean? I'm going to have to find out, I guess. So I'm going to proofread my recipes.
Actually, I do think I could be mistaken with water, at least. A gram is a milliliter. This is why the metric system is amazing.
Oh, okay.
Which
but it didn't weigh the same when I was weighing in the.
I think.
It wasn't water.
I think a cubic centimeter is the weight of a gram of water.
Okay.
I could be wrong in this, but it's a great conversion. Water in the metric system is easy to convert. Mm. You know, weight, volume.
Yeah. I just wish that we could share our food creations with other people. I mean, we're very lucky that we have our family here, but it's just, you know, it'd be nice to like have some like-minded people to share. I mean, not that really people can even do that anymore because they can't like travel or go anywhere because of COVID. The COVID hoax.
Ship off some sourdoughs.
It's sad. I wish we could all, you know, the good people that are listening right now. That aren't subversive pieces of shit. That we could all get together and share food. That would be fun.
It would be. Now,
awesome.
We could just go back through the whole week and talk about some of the interesting things we've done in the kitchen, but anything else you wanted to mention about renovations and things
shelves.
Like not exactly renovations, but just
shelves
makeovers.
Will change your life. We started out with just some, you know, plywood that was laying around, and Kyle made me some shelves because with Heathen Herbs here, like, there's a lot of stuff that we have to store, and we do not have a big house, so we have to get very creative about how we like arrange everything and store everything. So Kyle's been putting up just shelves all over our kitchen walls because why not? I mean, it's a great use of space. So I have like all of our dried ingredients in jars or containers up on the shelves, which allows us to have more room for all the other Heathen Herb stuff out here in the garage. So that has been so awesome. I'm just constantly bugging him to put up another shelf for me, and he does it because he's the best. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a game changer. He also made us a little chalkboard too, out of just like some wood and then like a little kind of frame to go around it and just chalkboard paint. Way cheaper than going out and like buying a chalkboard. So we put that up in the kitchen so I can write down all the things I want Kyle to make me.
So now we have two chalkboards. I made a massive one.
Yeah, there's
in
a massive
the living
one for
room.
Our son, like for school.
He never uses it. We use it to write lists and workouts and things.
Well, it's because we have the couch in front of it right now because we have the workout mats and everything. But yeah, he used to. He just colors on paper. It's easier than climbing over the couch. But yeah, we have to use that big chalkboard to like make lists of all the either groceries that we need to get or all of the ingredients that I'm running out of that I need to order, or like, you know, I gotta make this soap and that soap. And so that helps remind me to stay on track. The biggest part about running a business is staying organized. And I've found over the years little tricks to do that, which has made my life a little bit easier. But sometimes I get in the weeds there when I'm making all the stuff and I'm like, oh my God, when am I going to be done?
Yeah.
I'm stuck.
So it's important to be seeing what level your stock is at, right?
Yes.
So you can actually see how much of something
you have. Because I only make 12 soaps at a time because they're essential oil soaps. So, like, they're not going to smell as strong if they're sitting around forever. So, like, as soon as those are out, I have to go make more or there's no soap to sell. Which reminds me, I really need to make shampoo bars this week.
Mm.
Like, really badly. I made coffee soap yesterday. So we're all stocked there, but I need to make more shampoo bars. We've got every other soap, though. And I will get the Winter Wonderland up soon. I need to make that as well. Yes, there's always stuff to be done. I don't know how people are ever bored. There's always something. If you're bored, you can come over and weed my garden for me, because that is a never-ending job that no matter how many times I mulch and put, you know, it just, there's weeds everywhere. So, you know.
I did get you that nice tool, though.
Yeah, I like that cobra head.
The cobra head.
Yeah, that thing's awesome. I really, really like it. I don't know. I think I left it out in the shed.
No, I think it's in the little...
Oh, it's in the garden
little
thing?
Little basket that we mounted on the wall.
Yeah.
Underneath the shelves.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but it's hot as hell out here. It's like, what, in the 80s or 90s or something?
Yeah, it's
disgusting.
Hot.
I'm so over it. I just want some cooler weather. I want to have a bonfire, and I want to wear leggings, and I want to wear a sweater. Maybe even a hat.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
It was maybe 2 years ago, or maybe three.
Where we had fires all the time?
Well, yeah, when I had to buy winter hats for our son and myself.
Yeah, when you're going out on hikes.
Yeah, we've really never used them since.
No. Unless we have gone somewhere, but we don't even go anywhere anymore.
Where's there to go?
There's nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to hide.
We'll have to go to the beach at some point.
Yeah, we might as well. It's freaking hot.
Plus, we have to pick up a big block of beeswax.
Yeah, I gotta go hit up my bee farmer friend. He's kind of down near the beach, so we'll probably go pick up my giant... How many pounds is it? 25? No. More? It literally looks
25.
Like... It's like a suitcase shape of beeswax. And it's such good quality, and I love supporting a local farmer, and he gives me a really good deal. If I were to order... the beeswax pastilles, which are like these little tiny ones, which are easier to measure and everything. It's less work, but it would be probably twice, if not more.
At least three times.
Well, because so it's a no-brainer.
We also have to process this.
It comes in
unfiltered, so
it's got little like
we have to melt it down and then
pour it
through some cheesecloth.
Yep.
Or actually even a bag, one of the bags.
We sacrifice a bag for the job because we only have to do it once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put it into, like, muffin tins or other things and then have them harden. And then they're in, like, little discs. So I think a disc usually weighs about an ounce or two. So then that's how we do it all.
Yep. They go into the products. They go into the candles.
Yep.
Yeah. It means they're not vegan, though.
Oh,
our products are not vegan.
Oh, my God.
We're not vegan.
I've always wanted to try experimenting with whatever, like, vegan wax there is or plant-based wax. There's soy wax, which I actually heard is very good for candles because sometimes the beeswax can create that kind of sooty, you know, like, little ring. So I've thought about trying that, but since I have so much of it, it's like, well, let's make candles. Let's make this. Let's make that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of beeswax. So... yeah, we'll be doing that soon. Going and getting some beeswax. Yep, pretty exciting. Pretty exciting times here. It's really, we're living it up. Living the dream.
Well, we do have some other things to go and do. We're a little bit short of the hour mark, but that's okay with me.
That's
so,
okay.
Anything else you want to close with or
just,
promote?
Check out Heathen Herbs. We're going to be running a sale on some products, just not quite sure which ones. Maybe like a CBD salve and the iodine and things like that. And your Yule boxes are available, $30, which is a great deal. And that's it. Thanks to everybody that has placed orders recently. Thanks for keeping me busy. I really appreciate it. And make sure you look through your orders if they were sent out, because I usually, unless the package is too small, I usually throw in a soap sample. And I've been having you guys sample the Sparkling Seafoam soap, which I think smells really, really good. It's Plumeria and Sandalwood. It smells delicious. So check that out. And that's it from me.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me here, Shane. Thanks to everybody who is out there listening. Thanks to the supporters of the network. I'll be back with you all again soon. Take care, everybody.
Patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
For the next few seconds, you'll hear nothing but the sounds of a farmer walking through a field of oats. These sounds are brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Bread. You see, life on a farm moves at its own pace, because everything we're doing takes time. That's why our bakers slow bake our farmhouse oatmeal bread with thoughtful care, so our famous farmhouse taste is baked into every slice. Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Oatmeal Bread. Slow is good.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyrics to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Are
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.